Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
There's a couple of things that you should be aware of, especially because I see some narratives developing about Italy and some others. And you need to realize that Italy is under basic, ideological attack, just the same way we are. They have a parliamentary system and their government. They have some crazy people in their government. So you have Spain out there literally talking about multipolarity, which we're going to discuss. Spain's out there talking about multipolarity. And then you have this situation with Italy, and they just lost a huge referendum, and they're gearing up to battle to keep the conservative gains that they have gotten. And it's a real sticky wicket, as it were. It's a tough thing. I wouldn't want to be them. This is why I could never run for office, because these people drive me flipping nuts. I could never do it. So we're gonna dive into a little bit of that, because Italy is the most conservative entity in the EU, and they are under major ideological attack to try to get Meloni and others away from, the lack of a better way to put it, alliance with the U.S. So we'll get into all of that. And then, of course, all the latest. Iran hasn't done a singular damn thing. Is anybody surprised they haven't done anything with their any response? Because they can't. What are they going to do, Kane? What are they going to do? Nothing?
Cry.
They're going to cry about it as their gay one-legged Ayatollah? Is he going to cry about it? Why don't you cry about it some more? It's asinine. But I do think there's no way, they can't even up the ante. That's why they keep talking about the strait on the other side of their country. But that's, what are you going to do? Nothing? You're not going to do anything there. And the Houthis really don't have the means. I mean, yes, you might get lucky with one shoulder fired rocket. That's apparently what happened with one of our, was it F-15 or F-35? That is apparently what happened with our jet. They had one shoulder fired rocket. It can't happen. It's difficult. It seems like they got lucky, but it's not usual. It's not usual. So they can't really do anything there. And as we explained yesterday, POTUS really called their bluff. Really called their bluff. And now here we have all the Gulf allies coming together. Lebanon and Israel are holding diplomatic discussions for the first time in, I actually had to go, it's like, I think 30 years. I actually had to look it up because I don't remember. It's weird. They're holding, and Lebanon, as you know, some people may not, the podcast The Stand doesn't. Lebanon is also, their government's also really kind of, they have their, it's like a sectarian government. They have different factions that, it's like the United Colors of Benetton. Every religion is represented in their government, like an assortment of different faiths. And whoever has the most power at the time is the one that makes all the decisions. So you have the Christians, you have the Muslims, you have, Orthodox, you have the Jewish, you have all of these people. And it's, then they have to deal with Hezbollah in the south. They don't like Hezbollah. They're kind of getting pulled and kicked around. Remember, Lebanon began having problems when they let Gazans in. That's why Lebanon doesn't let Gazans in anymore. It's why Jordan doesn't let Gazans in anymore. Go back and look at history. What happens when you let those people in? So they're having now, with Israel, direct talks for the first time in, golly, forever. And guess who is not going to have representation in any of these discussions? Take a guess. Hezbollah. Iran's terror group in the south. They're not going to have any at all representation in any of these discussions. So the world reset is happening. If you think of it, all of the instability can be traced to Iran. It can be traced to Shia. So that's the reality of the situation. And now we're watching very interestingly as they're boxed out bit by bit. And in the meantime, we're going to talk more about Iran because we got some updates with Britain and, oh, good heavens. I will tell you this. Keir Starmer, I feel like his face, his eyes and nose and his mouth shrink inwards. You remember, is it the second Ghostbusters? When you had Viggo, he was in the painting, and at one point his face was all pinched in the middle. And I feel like that whenever I look at Keir Starmer. He had said yesterday, he had said that the ongoing closure of the Strait of Hormuz is deeply damaging. Getting global shipping moving is vital to ease the cost of living pressures. The UK has convened more than 40 nations who share our aim to restore freedom of navigation. This week, the UK and France will co-host a summit to advance work on a coordinated, independent, and multinational plan to safeguard the international shipping when conflict ends. He's going to have a summit to do on something that he can't do anything about because he forfeited all of his power to be popular with those people who wanted to see his nation weak. Same with France, really. They're going to have a focus group. You know, they think all hell's breaking loose. And what are they doing? They're having a summit. Will there be a PowerPoint presentation, sir? What are they going to do about any of it? The UK, France, what are they going to do about any of it? Nothing. Maybe they should get the one destroyer that they have fixed first. I feel like they need to just focus all of their energy on that. Maybe, just maybe, they could send Kane by chance, perchance, a strongly worded letter.
Oh, that's always good.
Oh, yes. Maybe Keir Starmer could send a strongly worded letter. Oh, dear Iran, we really didn't approve. Please change your tactics. Sincerely, Keir Starmer. Maybe he could do something like that. It's a possibility. I'm sure that they'll quake in their boots.
Yeah.
Oh, Great Britannia. It's very sad. It's just a sad thing to see. Yeah, maybe they could get a focus group, PowerPoint presentation, you know. They could have a Starbucks coffee brought in, you know, sitting around the boardroom table, focus grouping it.
That sounds effective.
It sounds totally effective. Sounds like strength. As it were. It sounds like total strength. I'm just saying. Now, in the meantime, the Hormuz is, we're controlling Hormuz. We have a one-day victory. We have entire control. It's called supremacy, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got a whole, I mean, CENTCOM said that they've got everything. Warships, aircraft. We are executing the mission to blockade the ships entering and departing Iranian ports. And so for the first 24 hours, nothing made it past the U.S. blockade, according to CENTCOM. Nothing. Nothing made it past. And they also added that it's being enforced impartially against vessels of all nations entering or departing Iranian ports and coastal areas, including all Iranian ports on the Arabian Gulf and Gulf of Oman. U.S. forces, and they bolded this, are supporting the freedom of navigation for vessels transiting the Strait of Hormuz to and from non-Iranian ports. Oh, do you know why? Because we can. Do you want to know what Iran said in response to this? Would you like to know? Because it's really something.
They
had their little consulate, because all they can do is scream into the ether at this point. They had their little consulate, and they decided that they were going to say something sassy. They said that, you know, you can't just block people back. I'm not kidding you. You can't just block people back. You know, if somebody blocks you, the Strait isn't social media. You can't just block people back. That's literally what they said 8 hours ago. You guys think I'm joking. I swear to you, hands to sky, I'm not joking. The Iran consulate. Official Iran consulate. It says it. Official account. They have the check mark, the X check mark and everything. They come out and they said, verbatim, the Strait of Hormuz isn't social media. If someone blocks you, can't just block them back. Yeah, you know what? You should have thought about that before you were bluffing.
Yeah.
You should have thought about that. Meanwhile, yesterday, Eric Swalwell, as you know, out of Congress. He is resigning his seat along with Tony Gonzalez. And it went really quick. Within, I mean, Democrats were like, if you're not going to listen to us, then we're going to really come at you. And that's exactly what happened. So the timeline. So Thursday on April 9th, he was the leading candidate for governor in California, which that's a whole other subject. Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot. What? How is he the only, he's the leading candidate. So Thursday, April 9th, he was the leading candidate for California governor. The 10th, the sex abuse allegations drop. The 11th, the Farmer Bros released the sex worker video. The DA in Manhattan launched a rape investigation. On April 12th, DHS launched an investigation into his illegal alien nanny. And on Sunday, he's dropped out. I mean, I'm trying so hard. I feel like Sam Jackson in the end scene of Pulp Fiction. I'm trying real hard here, Ringo. I'm trying real hard to be the shepherd. I'm trying real hard not to jump into all the schadenfreude. Because you guys know, Tom Steyer went after him. A lot of this is Steyer. They want Steyer. Democrats want Tom Steyer. Tom Steyer went at him. And he was the one who really kick-started a lot of this. Now, he doesn't move without Pelosi. So, you know, Pelosi really had a hand in this. So it's between him and Steve Hilton at this point. We'll see how it works. But what a fall from grace. I fear this isn't the last that we're going to hear of perversion, though, of this sort in D.C., because apparently a lot of people, I know that, look, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of whores in D.C. I don't know the extent of it because I legitimately stay away from those types of people, and I really don't go to D.C. all that often as a general rule. But I'm telling you, folks who help make the program possible, it is our friends over at Relief Factor. Alleviate your pain, reclaim your freedom and mobility by starting their 3-week quick start program. And with Relief Factor, it's about healing. And this is 100% drug-free way to deal with any kind of pain or stiffness, whether it's from exercise or like my husband, he has an old sports injury, or maybe, you know, you're just advanced in age. It doesn't matter where you are in life. Everyone deals with inflammation. Everybody deals with stiffness and soreness following a lot of activity. And this is where you want to try Relief Factor to get some relief for that. They have a number of key ingredients for, in fact, turmeric, resveratrol, icarlin, and then, of course, the omega-3s, all fighting aches and inflammation at the source. See, it's not about masking pain. It's about helping your body heal and move comfortably again. Over 1 million Americans have found relief and reclaimed parts of the life they thought were behind them. And so Relief Factor gives you that opportunity to live pain-free, get back to the life you love. You can try it today for just $19.95 and see the difference for yourself. It's the 3-week quick start. It's ready for you. Just visit relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF today.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
We're going to have a whole other segment on this, but they had the, because I think it's a joke, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they announced their nominees, and Iron Maiden finally is going to get inducted 22 years after they were eligible. They had, and of course, like what, Wu-Tang Clan? Wu-Tang Clan gets in before Alice in Chains? Before Motorhead? Before Motley Crue? Are you kidding me? Like, go pound all the sand in Ohio. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, yawn winner. But they are, Iron Maiden's going to finally get inducted. If that's your, I don't mess with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because it's an absolute joke. There's so many that are not in there that are eligible. Motorhead didn't get enough votes. They were nominated once. I think in like 06 and they didn't get enough votes. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. I'm going to get mad about this. I'm going to move on. Let's see a couple of other things real quick. A 30-minute sauna session apparently fires up the immune system, but not how scientists expect it to. So apparently, they said that it looks at immune signaling molecules. They tested out of 37, only two changed. So it's a full cell mobilization without a full chemical alarm response, so to speak. I still don't like to sweat and be sweaty unless I'm working out. I can't just sit in a sauna. I cannot wrap my mind around that. I can't do it. Meta builds an AI version of Mark Zuckerberg to interact with the staff. Can I do that for small talk? I would do that. Apple's making AI glasses in case you want to look like an absolute dork. You can get some of these Apple AI glasses. That's apparently what's happening. So very fun for that. Also, Food Network Guy Fieri sparks backlash because he was apparently socializing with Andrew Tate at UFC. I don't know why a guy who talked about banging trannies has zero shoulders or jaw and isn't actually a fighter. Why he's like hobnobbing with these people. Stick with us. We got more in store. It is our friend's over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone network out there. I don't, a lot of people tell me, oh, I got rid of Netflix. I couldn't support them. I'm not giving my money to that. And then I'm always like, well, who is your cell phone company? And they always tell me some nonsense. Like, oh, it's this company or that company. It's, this person. This is what I use. If you're not using Patriot Mobile, that's adorable. If you're giving up your little Disney subscription and your Netflix subscription, that's, I love that journey for you. But that's a drop in the bucket compared to what you spend for your cell phone bill. Why would you give so much power to your opposition? Why would you dig the ground up from underneath the policies you support? Because if you have not switched to Patriot Mobile, you're doing that every day. Every single time. All of these big cell phone companies, they all have these political PACs, and they donate millions of your hard-earned dollars that you pay for your service to things like gun control, boys and girls bathrooms, DEI, illegal immigration, the whole nine yards. And I'm not making this up. You can literally go to Open the Books and see it for yourself. I can literally quote you actual physical fiscal numbers. Patriot Mobile is they're the only cell phone company who has stood on the front lines for over 12 years, not only delivering top-tier service, but they're funding the Christian conservative movement. You get prioritized premium access. That doesn't suffer. All three major U.S. networks, you get all of it for fast speeds, dependable nationwide coverage, and 100% U.S.-based support. You also get unlimited data plans, mobile hotspots, international roaming, everything that you would expect from top carriers, seamless activation. They can even buy you out of your current contract if you're in it. You can get a new number, get a new phone, just or not do any of that. You can just switch your service, but they'll get you activated in minutes. And you're taking a stand and really putting your money behind your mouth. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and use code Dana to get a free month of service. But got to act. It's patriotmobile.com/Dana or 972-PATRIOT.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses.
So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. And one of the things that we're looking at is this, you know, we talk about NATO, and I was having this conversation with Kane on break because the situation with Italy and, you know, all of the people who hate her are rejoicing. In Italy, it's very, they've got, there's an anti-Israeli sentiment, an anti-American sentiment, and an anti-Trump sentiment. And it really, it's kind of the anti-Trump sentiment that drives a lot of it. Trump derangement syndrome and anti-Israeli, like Israeli derangement syndrome, are pretty much the same thing. It's the same people. They can't actually articulate what their issues are. It's just why it's called a derangement syndrome. And in Italy, they work really, really hard to get their conservative party, Fratelli d'Italia, and some of the other factions to lift them, put them in power, fight to get their members represented in parliament, and from there send their conservative members to the EU to push back. And they've been having a hell of a time because those people are not going to go quietly. And it is crazy. Their media over there is insane. They're insane. The difference is our press here, they're rude and they have agendas, but they try to operate under this manufactured system of civility that is pretty much the only thing keeping them from getting slapped sometimes. But they use that as a veneer to hide behind, to make it look as, to like sanctify. They use the process to sanctify their bias, if that makes sense. In Italy, they don't care. They scream at you. They don't care. They're wild. I remember the first time I saw their a horde of them. I'm not even going to say scrum, because there was a fence and it was an event over there with their conservative members of parliament. And you had Matteo Salvini. You had different conservatives from Flanders, from Austria, their conservative party in Spain, from different parts of Italy. The press, the only thing I can compare it to is that World War Z is that the zombie movie Brad Pitt was in, and when they were in the city and the zombies began all clamoring on top of each other to get over the wall, that's what it was almost like with the Italian press. They were insane, and they were mad because they had, you know, Salvini's had this court case where it pertains to immigrants, people trying to illegally immigrate from North Africa. And, you know, I think it was going to Porto Messina, and they wasn't going to let them disembark, and he was accused of kidnapping. And the media gets to say all of this stuff about these politicians, and then the politicians, when they respond, they're immediately hit with like hate speech or something because their laws over there are insane. So they're having a time. They're having a time over there. And that's why it was really kind of startling. There hasn't been a lot of daylight and between Meloni and Trump. And then you had this bust up with the Pope, which is being seized upon by the Duganites as a way to try to push a divide between Trump and some of these allies. This is a cut 11 where it's in Italian, but Meloni was saying that, you know, Trump's statement talking about all this was not acceptable. Listen to this.
all'Europa, agli Stati Uniti e all'Occidente in generale.
She's been asked by the press about this. Do you think Trump might apologize for his statement?
Quello che ho detto, quello che ho detto, quello che penso, le dichiarazioni...
is unacceptable. It's unacceptable about the Pope. She's talking about the Pope, etc., etc. And I don't know. She's, I know. So they had this constitutional referendum. So this is why I think she's now modifying some of what she's doing. Just to explain. The reason I want you to explain is not because I'm expecting you to be like an A-plus student on the happenings of Italy. I need you to understand what's happening with our allies, because this is incredibly important, especially when the only tactic that the Iranians have left is to try to drag this on for as long as possible and not have a traditional war of attrition in a sense of manpower or resources, but a war of attrition in the press, and to try to tire out our allies' support and cooperation with the United States. They want to make it look like the U.S. is doing this entirely alone, which clearly we're not. But they had this was last month, they had this big referendum in Italy. And it was about overhauling their judiciary. And it was a conservative approach. They were trying to amend. So Meloni, and there's several different, you know, with parliament, you have different conservative factions and they all come together under a coalition, right? This is why coalitions are weird here in the United States, because you have traditionally a two-party system, but you have to look at it. On the right, you have different factions that come together and form a coalition. We are not as good as doing it as they are, because they're used to wheeling and dealing like that. So we fight with each other like cats and dogs. But over there, they have different, you know, so she's basically, as the prime minister, she is the head of that coalition, all the factions. They were trying to amend their constitution in Italy to change the structure, slightly change the structure and some of the independence of their judiciary. And they lost, because they were basically, they're trying to help shore up. So when they say, no, we can't have all these illegal immigrants coming in from North Africa, they actually have rule of law determined with their judiciary, because that has not been happening. So they were trying to do what Trump did to our judiciary here. And they failed. It went up for a referendum, and I think it was something like it was over 50% of the voters rejected it. And that was a huge, huge blow to Meloni and the conservative parties that were in Italy. As a huge blow. And so now they're having to kind of recalibrate a little bit. So her party's Fratelli d'Italia. Then you have Lega. It used to be Lega Nord. That's Salvini. Salvini's considered a little bit more conservative than Meloni. So you have Lega and Fratelli d'Italia, and then you have Forza Italia, these different factions that are forming together. And they're all scrambling and trying to recalibrate. She said she's not going to step down. Now, here's why it affects you all the way here in the United States, because that is the most conservative leadership in Europe right now, to the point where they look extreme when you compare them to France and Spain and even Hungary. Hungary, everyone sits here and talks about Viktor Orban as being this big conservative stalwart. That may be true in that context specifically of Hungary. But if he was over here, all the people who are saying he was a conservative would be accusing him of being a fascist, because he shut down press. He shut down churches. Sometimes that stuff works in that European country because they're coming out of communism and they're still transiting, you know, the very complicated pathway to being fully open and free. But they do things that we sure as hell do not consider to be conservative here. He was the Trump accounts that I rail against, you know, where you take $1,000 per newborn from the U.S. Treasury. And I've read it and I've linked it and screenshotted it for you on Substack. That was literally the verbiage in the big, beautiful bill. And I rail on it because it's a bunch of socialist claptrap. It's Obama era nonsense. And you take $1,000 and you give it to these newborns from the Treasury Department. And then the Dells, their donation was entirely separate from that. That is a replication of what they tried to do in Hungary. And it failed miserably. They tried paying people to have babies. They did everything. And guess what? It didn't increase their birth rate. I've written about that, too. It didn't increase their birth rate. In fact, it fell lower than what it was previously. So it's like they made it worse. So they, all these people, they're borrowing from what this failed quasi-dictator has done. and bring it here to the United States, and they think they can repackage it as like new conservative ideas. So that is why it's incredibly important. Maloney is actually, here she would be considered conservative, not just moderate. Like a conservative in Britain is a conservative in Britain, but a moderate here in the United States, not so much with Maloney. However, you have this weird, interesting relationship with Rome. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to make some people mad, and I need you to get over it for the sake of discussion. Because, and I'm basically aiming this at woke Reich stuff, especially the Temu Catholics. My Catholic friends know what I mean by this. Because my Catholic friends, they go and they live their life and they live their faith, and they're not trying to run everybody's life. The Temu Catholics, the people who literally just became Catholic 3 seconds ago and know more than the Pope about everything Catholic, they're the ones who say, no, 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 we have to go by this way, and this is the way we do it, and and this is what Rome says. Maloney has to basically show subordination in some respects. The close relationship with the Vatican is a big thing over there. I don't know if I want to say subordination, but a partnership. And, you know, that's part of their culture. And I always say over here, whenever I see especially like the woke Reich Catholics who I question their Catholicism, they sit here and say, well, you know, people who are Jewish, are you Israel first? You have dual loyalty. Do you have dual loyalty? Because the Vatican's a city state. So do you want to have a conversation about that or not? Where do you take your direction? From where? That being said, there's a lot of things that play into this. I don't want to discount her as an ally. And this is why I'm leading up to. You are right now in the press being baited to discount her as an ally. You are being baited into joining the pylon. They're already in a very difficult spot. This was a very important referendum that they lost. And they're in a very difficult spot. The worst thing that an ally could do is pile on as a way of criticism. Yes, I think she needs to fight harder. Yes, I think they all need to work together and push back on this. They have made so many gains, and this would be ridiculous to lose it now. You got to give them space to cook a little bit. And it might look as though, like, let them cook, because they've been pushing. They've been fighting immigration. They've been fighting all of it. I don't think people understand. I didn't understand until I was over there seeing it with my own eyes and talking to members of their parliament and all of that. My gosh, we would be pulling our hair out here if we had to deal with the level of, I can't even say it on air, that they got to deal with there. So you're being baited into completely, that's what they want. They want the alliance between the conservatives, the real conservatives, that people who are practicing Western conservatism, they need that alliance to fracture. So they are seizing upon this loss and they are using it as a cudgel. Do not be tempted to take the bait. Give it some breathing room. Don't take the bait. The worst thing that people could do is pile on. They're trying to goad Trump into attacking her right now. Because how amazing would that be? This is the most, literally the most conservative nation in the European Union. And right now we're talking about diminishing the power of the EU, right? The EU is trying to direct NATO. The EU is trying to lecture the United States about Iran. The EU is the one who said, oh, well, you know, I mean, their countries are saying that Netanyahu's a war criminal, et cetera, et cetera. But then they celebrate like Putin and don't make any mention of Ukraine, whatever. And they not even as though the two are comparable, really. But they're baiting Trump into attacking her. That's why you're seeing all these headlines about her right now. That's not organic. That's manufactured. They need a fight between the most conservative prime minister in Europe and the leader of the free world. They, for two reasons. They want to further fracture the coalition in Italy, and they want to fracture that alliance. Bit by bit, this is what I'm talking about, the war of attrition in the press, trying to wear down allies and support of what we're doing, and really the Gulf states, etc. So do not be tempted to take this bait. I'll say it last time. Do I think she should fight harder? Yes. Yes. But also understand the palace intrigue. It's very easy to go out and say, yes, 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 do this. This is where Machiavellianism comes in. If you want to get a certain objective, you need to just remain the course and push forward. And sometimes you have to be a little bit unconventional. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I'm just saying, she hasn't failed in support of the United States thus far. So they just lost. This was a blistering loss. This is like Trump, almost to the effect of, it's like near Trump losing in 2020. It's like, that's how big of a referendum this was. So keep that in mind. It's always, I always think it's important to diversify what you carry. You have different calibers. I have different calibers. I mean, depending on what I'm doing, sometimes I'll take, you know, I try not to carry anything under a 9, but, you know, if it's like a formal event or something like that, you know, ladies, it is a little bit harder to conceal carry. So I got to look at a 22. But sometimes you're just disbarred from exercising your Second Amendment rights altogether. In those instances, you need to be able to have a way to protect yourself, because y'all know that those places that do this, whether it's private property or municipal, they're not sparing the expense. They're not spending a dime on making sure they got armed security to keep you safe. So what are you going to do? This is where Byrna comes in, specifically the CL, which is the compact launcher, which is what the CL stands for. It's roughly the size of an iPhone. Byrna shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. Now, compared to average stun guns or tasers, they got maybe one or two rounds. The CL, the Byrna CL, has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. So you have opportunities to get yourself to safety and deter threat. It's a great way to diversify your weapons array. Now, here's what's even greater. No background check, no waiting period. No fees, no nothing, because it's not a gun. And it does not give a rat's backside about gun-free zones, because it's not a gun. So, I know, right? College kids, this is something for you, too. You order it online, it sends right to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. It's the compact launcher, the Byrna CL. Byrna.com/Dana. Ready when you are.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, all right, all right. So we got another machete story. Machete. Another one. A Florida man was arrested per CBS for swinging a machete at milk crates. What is a milk crates doing to you? Florida man was arrested after deputies say he was found displaying and swinging a machete in the Keys. According to information provided by the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, deputies arrested 47-year-old Elijah Towbridge of Key West after the incident on Big Coppet Key. Deputies say that they were called around 9 p.m. after getting calls that a man was out there swinging a machete at some milk crates. Now, Towbridge, deputies say, has no prior convictions, no felonies. He was charged with possession of a machete and improper exhibition of a deadly weapon. There were no injuries. Okay, well, why was he out there doing it? I feel like we need to know this. You can't just say, you know. Let's see. Deputies fatally shoot a Florida man who survived a gator attack and tried to steal their gun. I never heard of anybody surviving a gator attack, but this feller did. This, oh man, and of course it was all, the phrase I love, alligator infested waters. Oh. A Florida man was bitten while swimming in alligator-infested waters yesterday, and he was fatally shot after officials say he emerged from the lake and charged at sheriff's deputies with a pair of garden shears. Did he have the shears in the water with him? Deputies say, including a trainee, they opened fire on Timothy Schulz, 42, after they deployed a stun gun that apparently had zero effect. Schulz tried to remove a firearm from their patrol cruiser, according to Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. He was bitten by a gator and still was continuing his shenanigans. I don't know, man. He ended up having an incident at a racetrack and then fled. And people said that, the deputy said they talked to somebody who witnessed him going into a lake with, the quote is, a lot of alligators. And they said a witness actually took a life vest, tried to give it to him. He wouldn't take it. Someone else said that Schulz just growled when they tried talking to him. Sounds friendly. The witnesses said that Schulz was treading water and they could only see his head. And then a gator bit his right arm. So he had a garden. He threw a brick at a truck, threatened people with garden shears, charged the police, tried to take their gun out of the cruiser, even after they tased him. So he has a history of meth and in and out of county jail. And yeah, so he did test positive for meth, but you can't tell me that's all it was. How do you get bit by a gator? You tread water for 30 minutes. You're bit by a gator. Then you run around with garden shears and throw a brick at people and then also try to go for their. I mean, that's some pretty impressive. A Florida man intentionally drives his car off the bridge and abandons his ex-girlfriend trapped inside of the sinking car. It's a Teddy Kennedy thing. He's a history buff, and he's trying to recreate Teddy Kennedy's infamous off-road experience with Mary Jo Kopechne. So a Florida man is facing attempted murder charges after he allegedly strangled his ex, drove her car into a canal with her trapped inside, according to sheriff's deputies. Yeah, that's pretty bad. He fled the scene after the car plunged into the water, and he left her behind to drown. So he's facing attempted murder because she was able to make it, according to Brevard County Sheriff's Office. He had tried to rekindle their relationship, and she had said no, and he apparently was not going. He thought she'd change her mind if he strangled her and then tried to drown her in a car. Shockingly, that does not work. You know, it does not convince a woman to love you. And he finally was taken into custody because he had basically carjacked her and was strangling her, and that's what happened. But they said the crash was a deliberate act of domestic violence, and thankfully Good Samaritan stepped in, got the woman out of the vehicle. She's expected to recover, and this guy goes to court in 15 days. He's going to be in trial in 15 days.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
During our campaign, we promised New Yorkers that we would create a network of 5 city-owned grocery stores, one in each borough. Today, we make good on that promise. I am proud to announce that we will open every single one of these stores by the end of our first term. And the first one will open next year.
Kane, you said, though, what year did you tell me that it was actually going to open?
Yeah, I'm seeing reports now, and this is put out. I just saw this by a tweet by RNC Research that they are now saying that it will open in 2029. So that is literally the end of his term. I mean, he technically was right in his
But he said next year.
Yeah, he said next year, but unfortunately.
What year is it?
It's 26 right now, so that would
be. What year comes after 26?
That would be 27.
And what year comes after that?
28.
And after that?
The year that it's supposed to be finished, 29. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a lie.
Yeah, just another one.
You know, instead of waiting till 2029, here's a crazy thought. Just roll with me. You could go to a bodega now.
Yeah.
Wait, do you mean that option's available to me now? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Si se puede. Isn't that how she did it? I feel like that becomes a whole other word, doesn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's a completely different
word. Puede. I didn't say bodega right. How does she say it again, Jill Biden?
Bodega.
Bodega. That's right.
Bodega.
I can't with these people. So, yeah. No, that's none of that works. They went from being a free store to not a free store. And now we're at, it's not even going to, it's not going to open. Let's be real. This ain't air opening, guys. It ain't air opening. We'll put a St. Louis spin on it. It ain't air opening.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Woo! All right, so Bruce Willis's, this is really nice. His 90-year-old mother was honored for more than 2 decades of volunteer service at LAPD station. That's nice. I didn't know she did that.
I didn't either.
Do you know Rod Stewart's wife? works. Like, she did this television show where she volunteered to work as like a constable, a police officer in London. Really? Liked it so much, she continued to volunteer to do it. And so when the Queen had their funeral and all that, she was out there literally on the streets in uniform. Like, she just enjoyed it that much. So she kept doing it. That's pretty amazing. A driver was hospitalized after a propane tank exploded in the vehicle. Oh. I misread that earlier when I saw it, when I was going over it. I thought it was like on top of the vehicle or something. No, it was inside. Oh, why would you do that? Oh, firefighters arrived and quickly put it out. And they said, yes, there was a propane tank inside the car. It's probably
smoking?
Not the best way. They didn't say. They didn't say to the circumstances, but still. Let's see. A welfare check on an elderly resident. This is going to be me. It's going to be me. My kids are going to do a welfare check on me because I'm going to be in my room playing video games. A 91-year-old woman, they did a welfare check because her kids couldn't get a hold of her. And it turned out she was literally just playing video games and did not want to be bothered. 91-year-old woman. She didn't answer the door when the police went. She was too busy. And they finally called the family and they go, we're here with her. She's playing video games in her bedroom. She just didn't want to be bothered. They were like, it's very nice that they checked up on her. But that, Kane, mark my words, that is going to be me. I promise you, it's pretty much me now.
It's tax season. And by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.